California is one of four states in the U.S. that cannot revoke a police officer's badge, even if they've been found guilty of serious misconduct, along with Hawaii, New Jersey, and Rhode Island. A Southern California lawmaker, Stephen Bradford of Gardenia, wants to change that with Senate Bill 2.
California is able to revoke the certification or license of bad doctors, bad lawyers, even bad barbers and cosmetologists. You can even recall an elected official, but is unable to decertify police officers who have broken the law and violated public trust. The bill would create a fair and effective process to ensure that law enforcement officers who break the public trust are held accountable.
Also known as the Kenneth Ross Jr. Police Decertification Act of 2021, SB 2 would create a process to strip officers of their badge if found guilty of serious crime or misconduct. It's named after Kenneth Ross Jr., a young black man with a mental illness who was shot in the back and killed while running away from police officers. The shooting officer, Sergeant Michael Robbins, had three priors in Orange County when he left to join the Gardenia Police Force. It's not uncommon for an officer under investigation for serious misconduct to skip town and join another police department before they're held accountable or even fired. But even if officers are fired for misconduct, there's nothing stopping them from joining another police force. SB 2 would change that by creating a new commission with the power to revoke an officer's badge. Again, Senator Bradford.
Why do black and brown people have to choose between their lives and their justice, between their protection and their freedom? Change must come to policing in California, and change is needed now. Meaningful reform. Not just superficial changes nibbling around the edges to keep the status quo in place that allows police to be accountable only to themselves. I assure you, if my white colleagues were being killed and brutalized at the same rate, they would not only be standing in the streets saying defund the police, but they definitely would say disarm the police.
The practice of police department hopping is so common, there's a name for it. Wandering cop. That's an officer who's fired from a police department and goes on to work at another one. A report considered to be the first of its kind, released last year by the Yale Law Journal, looked at wandering cops in the state of Florida and found 1,100 wandering cops on police forces in the state. It also found wandering cops are more likely to be fired from their next police job and or receive a complaint for moral character violations. SB 2 would also reform and amend the legal mechanisms that are used to hold police accountable for wrongdoing. It would end qualified immunity and reform the Tom Baines Civil Rights Act. Police reform advocates say the act has been interpreted in the courts so that it protects bad cops from civil rights litigation, though it was meant to protect civil rights. San Francisco Senator Scott Wiener is co-author of SB 2, and before entering politics was a deputy city attorney for San Francisco.
If you are someone who has been badly harmed by a police officer or the family of someone who's been killed by a police officer, the two options are you have a federal Section 1983 case where you have to overcome the Mount Everest of qualified immunity. It is extremely, extremely hard. Or you can go and pursue a Bain Act where we don't have qualified immunity under state law, but you have this weirdly drafted statute that has been interpreted and butchered by the courts over the years. It's almost hard to know how you're even supposed to satisfy the elements of it.
SB 2 passed the Senate Judiciary Committee on a vote of 7-2, despite police opposition. Police chiefs from across the state, including Santa Clara and San Diego, lined up to oppose SB 2, saying they support police reform, but not SB 2. It heads to a fiscal committee next before a possible vote in the state Senate. I'm Christina Onnested reporting for KPFA.